Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm your host, Tom Lackey-Barra-Stewart, with J.J. Zapp, and
our special guest,
Brendan O'Connell. Brendan, thanks for everything here. What a wealth, a treasure trove of information. I also have up on my screen, thanks to Mir in the chat room, and I've had this open before. I meant to publish this on my site. I hope you don't mind. The Moscow, Tel Aviv, New York Zionist Axis. I'd like to slam that up on my site too. So, very good information. My God, you know, it's so obvious too. I mean, it's not really a big stretch. I mean, people call all sorts of conspiracy theories. This, damn right.
Right, but you made a good point earlier. You made a good point earlier. The distraction. People don't take the time to look because it's right there in your face. Like I said, do you believe your eyes?
Well, you've got to understand psychological warfare. They'll run things five layers deep. You think you've got it, but there's another layer. And like you say, these things are distractions. It's like Trump. They're not going after Trump. Oh, what's this Q thing? Oh, he's working with Rosenstein. He probably is. If they wanted to go for Trump, they could get him on 50 different points. Manafort alone, dear God, the guy's up to his neck in Ukrainian and Russian gangsters, all involved with Israel. I mean, who do you think Gil Deezer, Israeli military intelligence, is sitting in the Trump Tower condos in sunny Isles of Florida there, where all the Russian-Israeli gangsters go to launder their drug money and hang out, just down the road from the Florida school shooting, which just happened to be Sheriff Israel, the Chabad Lubavitch guy, who just happens to be best friends with guess who and have lunch with none other than Roger Stone, who is just up the road from the school. And Roger Stone's son is a cop who works with guess who? Sheriff Israel. And Roger Stone's daughter is a nurse who attended the wounded at the Florida school shooting. And Roger Stone did not look well after that shooting. And my theory is it was, boys, you're losing your edge. Stay with the plan. Trust the plan. I believe that's what that shooting was about. Because Roger Stone looked like he was on Valium. He was twitching. He's clearly a stimulant user for a long time. Remember, his group sex. I know. I used to work in nightclubs. I've worked alcohol, drug rehab, emergency departments as an RN, registered nurse.
Yep.
I know what it looks like. He shakes, his hand actions. He's either having multiple sclerosis, the early signs, or it's from long-term stimulant abuse. Wait for him to have a heart attack as your AV node burns out. The atrioventricular node. So I know what I see. It's why I watch Jones. It may be that basically the Council on Foreign Relations people, and just because you're a member doesn't make you evil. You may be a true believer.
No. I know that there were along the way there were quite a few people that weren't so bad. Yeah,
they need filling in that cake.
Well, I believe that they were losing heart because look, if we think Jones is handled, man, he's such a list. He's a dick.
Oh yeah,
I mean, he's a dick. Right, everyone knows his stuff that he got up to in Austin. It's renowned, his activities. I mean, it's notorious. At least he's not a child into underage sex. At least he's that. It's just, you know,
just trans porn. That's all.
I don't know how that popped up there on the thing.
Yeah. I don't know how that got there.
Yeah,
man, I've watched him in the studio. I'm sweating. My God, I'm sweating. Well, of course you are, because you're off your head, Alex. You're right now. You've been in the bathroom before. Whatever. The point is, you when can't ignore these links.
When he in on the Turks, on the Young Turks, he was totally chewing his jaw like somebody who likes cocaine a little too much.
Off his doll. I know what it looks like.
I suspect. I suspect math.
Meth. It could be just dexamphetamine. You got to understand, he's always going, yeah, no, I was hanging out with a Hollywood producer from Boeing engineer, and he designed the F-18, and you're some very attractive women. And let me tell you, I was having a few brewskis going through a divorce. So, red-blooded male, you know, something's going to happen. Now, why would he even bring that up?
Right.
Because he knows there's a bunch of dirt on him, and he thinks, well, I'll put it out there first. All right, I don't care morally or ethically what he gets up to. All right, but yeah. I don't either. Yeah, but I do care that he's a public figure who has a huge audience and makes a lot of money, and not telling the truth, and clearly he is compromised. And he even said recently, you don't understand, they'll go after my family. So they're literally, I mean, they're going to listen as if they're not going to go after him anyway. All it would take was for Alex Jones to point out the obvious and self-evident that China is the official enemy of the United States, and there's hundreds of news articles of Netanyahu kissing Xi Jinping going, isn't it wonderful? All our stolen US technology we're giving to China. Now, even the BBC did a report, and Donald Trump doesn't have a word to say, because I presume his Israeli first on handlers, the mega group, the Bontmans, the Sheldon Adelsons, the casino drug money launderers, the weapons trade, the old Iran-Contra crew, which we just described in that Executive Intelligence Review article, are not going to let him. This is why you have to understand Dr. Alan Sobrowski, who you know well, the former head of studies at the U.S. Army War College, 10-year veteran colonel in the United States Marine Corps, retired, came out in 2008 on Mark Glenn's show, The Ugly Truth, and said, Israel did 9/11, and in my dreams, we take the U.S. 5th and 6th Fleet and we cream Israel. Now, that was a turning point. Then Pechenik came out a bit later, obviously being left behind. Now, as Dr. Alan Sobrowski, who you know well, stated, he's walking around United States Marine Corps headquarters and the Pentagon, and everyone's talking about it. So please don't tell me that real patriots within the military community are not peed off and want something done. I believe Mattis is ahead of that, quite possibly. I don't believe Trump has a clue. He's an actor. He gets his lines and he does as he's told. So ironically, it may be that Trump comes good, but only because there are people fighting viciously behind the scenes, threatening backwards and forwards. The signs are there. The signs are there. But I have to be cautious. Is that just another op? Is that just another intelligence, you know, game? I don't know. But all we can do is let it reveal itself. So I'm just postulating it's 50-50.
It will.
Yeah, that Mattis. You've got to remember, Trump said we're going to pull out of NATO. Trump said let's get out of the Middle East. Well, that's exactly what they have to do. They said trilateral commission, we want to get United States out of Eurasia so they can build this project, because Rothschild can't get hold of America. Second, Fourth Amendments, too strong, too much of a Marlboro Man atmosphere. I know they're trying to bring the soy boys in, but the Marlboro Man is still there alive and well. Might be in the background a bit, might be lying on the couch.
Thank you, Lord.
But if we slap him around enough, he might get back on the horse. Now, Mattis is not
a
choice, but he hates John Bolton and he hates the neocons. He's on the record. So I like what I see. Yes, I know he was in Fallujah. They call him the massacre of Fallujah. Well, I disagree a little bit. But remember, the U.S. military were ready to go. Watch the first year in Iraq, PBS, where the generals were complaining. We were ready to go. We had the military police ready. We'd already been talking to the Republican Guard generals 3 months before the invasion. We had our people, special forces, talking to them. We're ready to restore order. And in comes Paul Bremer, arch neocon, friend of Henry Kissinger, friend of John Bolton, and says, sack everyone. And those American generals are there going, what are you doing? You are going to create an insurgency, because that's what Israel wanted. You cut the head off the chicken, you walk in, you kill all the business class, the political class, the Iraqi nationalists, and you turn the chicken headless, then you put your own people in. And Iran was loving it. Iran said, thank you. And the rest is history. And now everyone hates America. The American military are brutal, horrible people. But no one talks about Jabu the sniper, who was clearly Israeli special forces with his specialized Israeli camera mounted on his sniper rifle, killing American troops, provoking American troops. All the troops were saying they have an uncanny knowledge of where our patrols are going. Why? Because Israel was feeding that information via their own Arab-speaking Syrians and Iraqis, who are actually Jewish and Israeli citizens, were running those insurgencies and killing American soldiers, along with Iranian Hezbollah and National Guard, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. They knew where the patrols were going. So then the American soldiers would get angry. They would react. The, you know, Blackwater and all the rest of them mowing down civilians. And everyone now hates America. And Israel sits there going,
how evil.
That's God, evil. How evil. That's your strategic partner. That's your special relationship, America. That's your special friend, the Soviet-era backdoor. Khrushchev's favorite state, Israel. I hope, when he, please, come on. It's time. And remember, Jews are giving me this information. Don't let them do a Patrick Little.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
Jeez, man.
Ah, nailed it.
My aching bacon, bro. just crazy. And it's just all in your while, face. Yeah, it's right. It is. That's the thing. It is. I know it.
Now do you understand why they hammered me? Now do you understand why they hammered me? Now do you understand why in 2010 or 2009 the police came to me and said, oh, I've been looking at all your hard drive. We want to talk to you about what you write about. Could you just focus on winning the case? They'd already threatened me before and said, when this court case is over, it won't be over. Because I said, well, let's go to court. I'm going to put all this stuff on the record. Leon Wend, Australian Defence Industries, Israeli Weapons and Sensor Systems and the Collins-class sub, Israel's close relationship with China. Now China has all the specs on our new Collins-class submarine, blah, blah, blah. Right? They threw everything at me. They were breaking into the house. They were smashing my friend's car, my neighbor's car. It just went on and on and on. And finally, they came back to me, put their hands in the air. This was the boss, Timothy Richard Payne, his boss, detective sergeant, said, don't worry about the harassment. Just focus on winning the case. We are the arresting detectives. We have a conflict of interest, but we want to talk to you about what you write about. Unfortunately, there were many opportunities for peace. Unfortunately, if you're going to send a bunch of corrupt drug squad officers who've now transferred into counterterrorism to me, Timothy Richard Payne, he was involved in the theft of 22 kilos of methamphetamine and 5 kilos of MDMA ecstasy from the infamous Jandakot Airport, interstate Iran-Contra style, you know, Barry Seal. Jamison Santos is famous. I've met him in jail. I've spoken with him. He had a high court case and they were ripping for it. Why? Because it was a federal police, like an FBI case, and the state police took it over. Why? They keep doing it because they want control of the case so they can steal the drugs. And that's all they do in Western Australia, steal drugs and deal drugs. That's all the police do. They are completely corrupt. And that's why I've been very stressed, because it's not just Israel. I expose major corruption. People's throats got cut, people were shot at, all sorts of things. So once you understand all this stuff is going on in the background, I'm invited out for tea and scones with Inspector Barry Shelton when I had the falling out with his staff and I just about took their heads off. He emailed me urgently. He could have just driven down the road, of course, but he emailed my Gmail account, said, Brandon, we all respect your work, relax. I've got to go to Melbourne. It was a counterterrorism conference. Hillary Clinton was there as the Secretary of State. He didn't tell me that, but I worked it out. Coincidentally, my lawyer suddenly turns up with a smartphone, which he never uses because he's recording me, I can tell, and he's going to Melbourne. He doesn't realize that the head of counterterrorism has told me about Melbourne, and clearly my lawyer and the inspector of counterterrorism were going to Melbourne to meet with counterterrorism people. Why? To discuss this issue. I beg you, people, I have spoken with high-level intelligence. I've spoken with the head, emailed back and forth with the head of New Zealand intelligence, Senator Chris Finlayson. I've been to freaking Iran. Now I work out why Iran did not want to talk about this subject, because they're working with China and Russia and getting the technology off Israel. That's why they fought me so hard, and I had to threaten them and in the end leave. So,
wow, man.
People to listen to what I say. I think watch my videos. I know what I'm I don't have it all correct. I'm not a researcher.
No, I get that, man. I get that. I've poured over it. I understand that we all make mistakes in there, but you know, it just makes me, I mean, we all know that the Mockingbird media, that the mainstream media news is just a joke, CFR controlled anyway, but man, it just, it takes it to a whole new level of retardation. That people are just being fed right down their throats. They're swallowing it.
And it's right there. It's open source, Martin. That's why I've been so angry, Thomas. Because
I understand.
My issue. When I came back from Iran, I had $300. I was in a windowless hotel. I've never been more depressed in all my life. I thought, what is going on? I'm losing my mind here. I had a gay lawyer crack onto me, you know. It was bizarre. It was utterly bizarre. All they talked about, they didn't even care about Israel. They've got this thing for Saudi and the Gulf states. They want to destroy them. So, and who else wants that? Well, that would be Israel. So I said, the game is to push Iran back across the Euphrates. It's the top levels of the IRGC, Iranian Revolutionary Guard, Rouhani. They're all getting funded by Swiss and German banks. They have a big tanker load of oil that goes up to Germany every week. No one talks about it. Where are the sanctions? They've got 11% unemployment in Iran. I'm sorry. That's not
sanctions. Slow down, because we go through this so fast. You just made a good point. Where are the sanctions? If all of this is going on... If things are, because that's essentially economic warfare, right? So there should be some effects. Well, where are the effects?
I was there for 3 months. I'm telling you now, there are no sanctions like they had on Iraq. They don't hesitate with Sunni Muslims, do they? Be it Libya, Iraq, Syria. Remember, Syria's 87% Sunni Muslim. They just crush pan-Arab nationalism completely. But Iran is very special. Okay, they complain about 11% unemployment and 14% in the really bad areas. Let me tell you, that's not economic sanctions. When I walk around Tehran and I see Ferrari, Aston Martin, Lamborghini, late model, brand new, I go to cafes, things are cheaper than Australia, a laptop, luxury goods. I'm sorry, and where is it all coming across? Turkey, they brag about it. He said, it's the Silk Road, baby. America's not stopping that. It's the Silk Road. But I thought you were at loggerheads with Turkey, Iran. I had to sit there and go, nothing adds up. And then you've got Dubai sending stuff. I thought you were at war with the GCC. What the hell's going on here?
Adds up perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just it's all subterfuge for the masses.
Belt and Road Initiative, Russia, China, Israel, and Iran. They told me, David T. Lashkari, haven't released it yet. I'm going to release it. I'm going to make a video. Homayoun T. Lashkari, his family were friends with Rafsanjani, who died while I was there. I was at the head of his million-person funeral procession. I did a video. Got about 700 views. I mean, pretty big deal, isn't it?
Yes.
No one even cares. I was there.
They don't get it. They don't. God, I understand why they don't get it. They've been being fed garbage for so long that it's hard to just to grasp. For some
guys,
like
they
that.
Were giving me my own TV show on Press TV, but I was being nasty. You should have read my emails. I'll post them. I was going, you are a bunch of retarded morons. What are you doing? Get rid of this lawyer. Get him away from me. I was using a friend. I was emailing him knowing they were reading my emails. Get rid of this clown, this lawyer. I had a luxury apartment. I was in, you know, near the ski fields. They're showing me pictures of women. How about her? She's really nice. She works at Press TV. Which wife do you? You're going to have the hottest wife, man. Blah, blah. And I left all of that. I was like a panda bear at a Chinese zoo. They couldn't give me enough sugar cane. I left. I mean, I left people. I was to work with government analysts, Mr. Passport. They were good guys. I really liked them, but they barely spoke English. They wanted me to work with them. All right, that's a government analyst. I was working with Iranian intelligence. Okay, the Persian Gulf Study Center. But these guys would get upset because the BBC used the term Arabian Gulf instead of Persian Gulf. They were foaming at the mouth for 3 hours at a top Tehran restaurant where the lawyer is supposed to be promoting me to university professor, Press TV reps, you name it. They were screaming about Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states all day. Finally, after 3 hours, one of the university guys slaps me on the back and goes, in good English, I understand you had a run-in with Israel. Hey, lucky you're still alive. Throws his head back and laughs. And that's the only time I heard the word Israel mentioned. These people are strange. There is clearly a jealous child brat between Saudi and Iran because Iran's jealous because it wants to be like Saudi. The Saudis are angry because the Iran's got their little revolution and their Ayatollahs, so they want Sharia law and all this stuff. So there's this spat going on which Israel plays off night and day. And now, now you have Iran in Syria threatening the borders of Saudi, threatening to rain down missiles on Saudi. Iran is up their backside in Yemen, funding, and everyone thought it's a mystery. Oh, where are they getting the weapons from? Well, they told me straight to my face, it's all coming out of Iran, all of it. And then, of course, Bibi's going, oh, my goodness, Saudi prince, it seems that you have a problem with Iran. Us too. How about we sign a peace deal and work together? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And also Russia's here as well. Well. Okay. Then can people see the scam?
Wow. Wow.
And then everyone goes, Saudi, Saudi's evil. Meanwhile, they're praising Iran. They're just as damn corrupt. They're all doing lines of coke with hookers at $50,000 a night at the Ritz-Carlton.
I don't like any of them. Be honest with you, I don't like
they're
any of them.
They're all corrupt. All of them. But these groupies with Iran, groupies with Russia, they're groupies. They will not have the slightest objective analysis of events. It drives me insane. And yeah. I'm put up, oh, you must
work. We're coming to a break, Brandon.
Yeah, we got to go to break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media with Brendan O'Connell.
Go to RTR Truth Media and push that donate button and get $25 in.
Yep.
Chance to win a computer.
Hey,
this is the most transparent administration in history. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially, because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara Stewart, here with JJ Zapp and Brendan O'Connell.
Glad you could join us.
Thank you for having me. Remember, I'm going to throw you under a bus at any moment. Just remember that.
Yeah, you're going to throw me under a bus. That's what I was told. If you work with Brendan O'Connell, you're at some point, he's going to throw you under the bus.
Unless you've got your AR-15, I might have to sneak up on you.
Well, you have to be careful with that juice. It could leave a stain.
look, I, I get it. I know how some people feel about it, but you know, people can feel all kinds of, you know.
Right. You mean like bad juke back in the ashtray?
No. That's not what I'm talking about at all. So sometimes people can feel some kind of way when they're called out publicly. That's why I don't. The guys that are reasonable, and when I say reasonable, there's things that I disagree with certain people out there that, you know, either do say things that I disagree with or don't say some things that I think they should be saying. Well, this is basically what I come down to. There's a bunch of them out there that have good material. I share it, and I tell my audience, and I'm going to tell them again right now, if I share somebody's material, it's because I agree with that. It doesn't necessarily mean that I agree with everything that they put out, and it also doesn't mean that I agree with things that they may not be saying. It's just, I think, like, you know, when it comes to James Corbett, he's covered a couple things that he's done really, really well. I'll share that stuff that he's done really, really well. But he's not talking about a lot of things that you and I both think that he should be talking about. I say it just that nicely. I'm not attacking James Corbett. It is what it is. We'll put it out there.
We spent a lot of time emailing comments very nicely. Hey, James, this is your thing. You're a good researcher. Remember, I'm trying to get back to my country. I'm trying to rescue myself. I don't have time. I'm in a country that's deep in bed with China economically. I was warned, watch your back. Israel would think twice about knocking you off. China won't think twice. You better watch your back.
Yes.
All right? So you imagine the pressure I'm under. I'm going crazy. I'm trying to find this safe place. God willing, with Tun taking the new stand and pulling Malaysia away. I mean, you can never pull Malaysia away. China is like the sun or a mountain. You can't miss it. It's an economic gargantuan dragon. You can't miss it. Yeah. But Tun is having to pull away because it's quite possible that Israel via China completely compromised the government of Najib Razak. Completely compromised it. And you must understand the Straits of Malacca give Malaysia power. That is ultimate power because that is one of the top three choke points for the trade routes. And Malaysia sits right on it. And they hate Israel with a passion. It is illegal for a Malaysian to travel to Israel. And it is, you cannot travel to Malaysia on an Israeli passport. The first time it happened was under Najib Razak in February this year when they had the, get this, UN Habitat Smart Cities conference here. And
I was going to say
the non-utopic side of Singapore, right?
Oh, yes. The Johor Forest City across the way. All right, built by China, but guess what? Designed by Israel. And guess what all the electronics are?
Oh, originally by the East India Trading Company for opium.
Right. Yes, all of that. You can trace all of this back. The founding of China by the Sassoon and Hadori families of Iraqi Jews. The Rothschilds of the East. The movie, Crazy Rich Asians. Huge movie, Crazy Rich Asians. Based in Singapore. They're all Asian Jews, Chinese Jews. People don't understand. They think it's a joke. The founding of China by Kissinger and Kissinger and Associates. Sidney Rittenberg, an American Jewish member of military intelligence, a linguist who was Mao's handler. The man who stayed behind is his book. He runs Rittenberg and Associates.
The Corporation of China, right.
Yes, it's not communist. It's
when some people, you know, I'll hear from some people, well, China's ancient civilization. They're not all Jews. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about just like the U.S. Inc., China Inc., you know, the whole, that's what we're talking about, was the re-incorporation or the actual incorporation of China as a corporate government and not the dynasty legends of you know, many years past. Just, you know, clarify for people that may not understand that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's banking, Hong Kong, Singapore. Singapore's across the straits here. They're basically all Malaysians. They're basically all the same sort of people, a mix of Indian and Chinese and indigenous Malays. And Singapore, I mean, it's called Little Israel. That's what it's called, Little Israel. I do believe, I have to confirm, there's two banks of Israel. One bank of Israel is in Israel, and the other bank of Israel for all the drug money laundering is in Singapore.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, we have to take a break. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. Don't forget, smash that PayPal button at rtrtruthmedia.com. $25 per chance for $500 computer. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera-Stewart, with J.J. Zapp and Brendan O'Connell. Just to remind everybody, okay, just real quick, we are basically doing a raffle for a brand new in-the-box laptop, okay? You go to rtrtruthmedia.com, rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com, or resurrectrepublic.com. On the right-hand side, you can hit that little PayPal button in $25 increments. So if you send me $100, you get four tickets in the drawing. And when we reach our goal of we will do our drawing. We hope that it won't take that long. So, but you have an opportunity to get either a brand new computer with Windows 10. And by the way, the sponsor that is donating this brand new computer is yet to be bought because. He wants to get the most and the best that he can at the time, but it's going to be either Windows 10, and if you would prefer, he'll rip 10 off of it, and he'll throw Windows 7 up on it, which I would prefer. We don't have to actually get the reconfigured or the reconditioned computer like I had said the other night. It will be a brand new computer, name brand, no Bobet brand,
that you never heard of, name brand computer in the box. So please send us your donation, $25 increments, and support the show. Anyway, okay.
That's great news. You've got to hustle, brother. And the great news is that Israel was key in producing our writing code for Windows 10, so you can be assured that Israel has made sure Windows is operating very efficiently.
Israel inside. Yeah.
So they got the Intel CPUs, the run and the operating systems. I mean, you know, they're doing Apple.
And I can't stand Windows 10. I will not use it. I will not use it.
Oh, I have to customize mine. I have to chunk it out.
You know the message I got the other day on my iPhone? I'm using my iPhone, and this thing pops up, the screen, that says, Apple is, there's new terms and conditions that you have to agree to continue using it, and you have to actually click it and accept it, right? Well, I just kept shutting my phone down, turning it back. I refuse to, this is my phone. You don't change the terms and conditions. I know. I get it. But I'm ready to take that case to court. Right? This is my phone. I purchased it. It's mine. Okay. And I'm not going to be forced into here's your $800 phone, and unless you click this button, it becomes a brick. I don't think so. And you know what? It ended up going away. I didn't ever accept it, and it just stopped doing that. I guess they I was like, oh, my phone is coming alive trying to trick me into a contract. Who needs lawyers? They have phones that can trick us.
But you know what's really funny is I always look at Snowden. I have huge suspicions. And you know, one of the things I laugh at is, you know, they go on about the malware, and they make all this special malware to insert, and they have to go through all these different ways to insert the stuff, and it's all very tricky and it's very complicated. What are you talking about? Apple and Microsoft have a thing called the Trusted Installer. How the hell do you think they update your operating system? Why would they go through all this stuff when Apple and Microsoft work for the US government and Israeli government? Why would they need all this malware?
I agree with you. I think that I've suspected. Now, people have asked me that. What do you think of Snowden? What do you think of Snowden? Look, this is what I think of Snowden. He went to Russia.
Guess where he's going now.
Where's he going now? Israel?
Israel. He's doing a live...
Are you kidding me?
The head of the Mossad, the former head of the Mossad. He's doing a video link.
Get out of here.
I sent you the link. I sent you the email.
I didn't get that one. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Oh. I missed that, man. Oh, wow.
Nightmare science experiment.
Well, and now China's vice president is visiting Israel. When is he visiting Israel? He is visiting Israel, the Chinese vice president. On October 22nd to 25, the head of the 4th China-Israel Innovation Committee, he may be joined by Jack Ma, Alibaba's founder. Jack Ma is huge. It's as big as Amazon. And they're all going to Israel. And Edward Snowden is... Where are you, Edward? Anyway, Edward Snowden is doing a live thing to talk with Israelis, including the former head of the Mossad. So, you know, I don't know the exact deal, but it's all very interesting, isn't it? Can I read a little bit more from the intelligence review?
Enlighten us. Enlighten us.
Right, understand Weld Burns. Weld was head of the Department of Justice, and when I look at Mueller and Comey and all the rest, there's the same type of people in the Department of Justice. Listen to this. Now, give Mueller his due. It was Mueller after 9/11 who came out very publicly and said, actually, Osama bin Laden is not on our top 10 wanted list for 9/11. Remember that?
Yep.
So, I mean, give the guy some credit. He didn't even go out. He didn't follow his directions. Anyway, so there's Mueller in the Department of Justice, FBI, and Comey was there, and all the rest, and Rosenstein. Listen to this. This is from the same Executive Intelligence Review, April 22nd, 1988. Thank you, Jeremy Ross Cashel and Greg McCarron. I'll give it where it's due, but don't ever try and associate me with white nationalists again. I'll tell you all about that one day, the throwing under the bus of Greg McCarron, who said, anyway, let's
stay positive, man.
This is the ADL angle. Yeah. Now, understand, these people are all Department of Justice people. Arnold Burns' connections to the Israeli-Soviet espionage did not merely proceed through his business ties to Lakem's Bird Network. Now, Lakem is Israeli military intelligence. Mm-hmm. The Bird is that Binational Industrial Research Development Foundation, which led into all the legislation saying you will give Israel this high technology, which also ties in with the Israeli Space Agency. Let's talk about that while we've got time later as well.
Yes.
His close involvement with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith should already have alerted U.S. counterintelligence to his dubious loyalties. The ADL is not merely an organized crime front established by Meyer Lansky's syndicate. It has deep connections to both Soviet and Israeli intelligence. Mm-hmm. Burns' involvement with the ADL runs deep. His law firm is the counsel for the Sterling National Bank of New York, the ADL's bank, and one of its main mob connections. Sterling National handles all of the ADL's money. In 1982, it was sued by the Italian government for laundering several hundred million dollars, which the shady financier Michele Sindona was accused of having looted from the Vatican. When Jonathan Pollard was captured outside of the Israeli embassy in November 1985, and can I just say to people who don't understand the Jonathan Pollard case, 1995, it was one of the biggest counterintelligence espionage breakthroughs ever. And the only reason the FBI got him was because at that stage the Soviet Union was falling apart completely and a lot of KGB were defecting and giving the names of their agents. And that's the only reason they were caught. Anyway, when Jonathan Pollard was captured outside of the Israeli embassy in November 1985 with U.S. classified documents, the ADL predictably led the chorus accusing the U.S. government of, quote, anti-Semitism. Then ADL chairman Kenneth Balkan argued that Pollard's espionage and treason was, quote, justified. By January 1986, the ADL, Israeli government, and U.S. State Department were successful in inducing the U.S. Justice Department to consider striking a deal with Israel. A Justice Department team then traveled to Israel to meet with Eitan and other spies who controlled Pollard. I understand, Rafi Eitan is the legend of Mossad. He's the guy who stole Promise software off William, I've forgotten his name, William Cartwright? Inslaw, the original company, stole it off who? The Department of Justice. So when you're going to see these people pop off time and again, what did Promise become? Promise become? It became Prism. All the back doors into everything. So when it discovered that the Israelis on Pollard has systematically concealed the existence of two handlers of Pollard, the above-mentioned Howard Katz, Bird's counsel, so he sits on the board of Bird, the Bi-National Industrial Research Development Foundation, and one Colonel Avim Sela, who recruited Pollard to Israeli intelligence during 1984. We have already seen the connection of Burns to Katz. We now show his connection to Sela during the 1983-84 period when Colonel Sela was stationed in New York as an agent of Israeli intelligence. His wife was, according to Pollard's own attorney, nationally active in the Anti-Defamation League. The reason for the ADL's concern to protect Pollard should now be clear. During the same period, the Burns law firm represented the ADL's piggy bank. Releasing the name of Sela and Katz would not only implicate the ADL, it would implicate Burns, then installed as the third-ranking official of the Justice Department. I'm nearly finished. I'm going to stop there because I could go on for a while. Do you want me to keep going?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You know, this is like, this kind of brings me back a little bit to good old Bill Cooper.
You know,
Go ahead.
Stuff. On March 2, 1987, Richard Hebe, Pollard's attorney, submitted a memorandum in aid of sentencing on Pollard where he cited Sela's ties to the ADL. Amusingly, Hebe reasoned that Sela's ties to the ADL disproved the contention of some, including former Defense Secretary Weinberger, that Pollard was a, quote, false flag asset of the KGB. As Hebe puts it, Secretary Weinberger also laments the possibility that Mr. Pollard could have been a victim of a false flag operation. All of the indica of the flag point squarely to Israel and nothing in Pollard's experience belied that. Thus, Mr. Pollard knew then that Colonel, now General, Avi Sela, to be an Israeli military hero who led the bombing raid on the Iraqi nuclear reactor site in 1981. While residing in New York, Sela's wife was nationally active in the Anti-Defamation League. The specter of a false flag was in reality non-existent. For Hybe, the ADL could only be tied to Israel. Now, what he's talking about is it's tying it also to the then Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. Memoranda submitted by the U.S. government reveal that Mrs. Sela, far from being simply a wife to an Israeli intelligence officer, was a spy in her own right. In this respect, Mrs. Sela is comparable to the Russian-born wife of Lakem Station Chief General Yakov, her husband's immediate superior. The U.S. government notes that in July 1985, Pollard traveled to Israel to meet with his Israeli controllers. These meetings included Colonel and Mrs. Sela and Rafi Eitan. You'll hear his name time and again. And also there's another Rafi Eitan, who was the head of the Israeli military. He started the Talpiot program. These people are also tied in with the Talpiot program. As a result of these tasking meetings, Pollard was encouraged to redouble his espionage efforts on the part of Israel. This tasking proceeded both through BIRD, the Binational Industrial Research and Development Foundation, and the ADL. Thus, investigators are forced to the conclusion that Arnold I. Burns and his protector, William F. Well, that's the Department of Justice, formerly of the U.S. Department of Justice, were right in the middle of an Israeli-Soviet espionage ring, which no less a personage than former Defense Secretary Weinberger reported as having damaged U.S. national security more than any espionage case in recent memory. The significance of their hands-on control of the criminal division, I'm just about to finish, and more recently, the tax division, in addition to other powerful sections of the Justice Department, is being investigated with that in mind. I want you now, I'm going to stop right there. So you now have the Department of Justice there covering for a Soviet-Israeli spy ring, which was considered the worst ever. And the footage of going off like he is fuming in that thing about it. But get this. If losing this particular information, which includes stuff to do with continuation of government stuff, how they respond in a nuclear war, stuff like that, what about right now? Because it's even more Russian-Soviet right now. You've got KGB, Mr. KGB, Vladimir Putin, best friends with Benjamin Netanyahu, the foreign minister and former secretary of defense, Avigdor Liebman, they're all born in Russia. They're all Russian communists, are best friends with Putin, and you have Lockheed handing the crown jewels to Elbit Systems, who helped build. They helped build the F-35. They build parts in Israel. Not just that, the helmet system, various thermal tracking systems, and even Turkey is involved. Who at Lockheed said, hey, you know what? It's technology transfer. It's Colonel, what's his name, all over again. Remember the diaries of Major, what's his name?
Oh.
It's the rearming of the Soviet Union.
Yeah, Lockheed. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Major Jordan's diaries, where they were just running patents and equipment out of Alaska over into the Soviet Union. He noted everything in his diary. And it was a big Senator the Senate was involved. So you had
the Alaska from my yard.
She
didn't actually really say that, but it was close.
So you have Pollard, okay? It's the biggest, most worst espionage in history. You imagine if you found 500 Russian spies working for Lockheed in their factory in California. What would be? It'd be front page news. Well, guess what? They just handed it to Israel, which is a Soviet client state. It's the biggest news in history. And it's no surprise when I pointed this out, when Mudge, the legendary hacker and DARPA employee, Mudge, cybersecurity, said, hey, all these companies are deliberately lowering their standards to hand over technology to China and Iran and other people. It's no surprise 3 weeks later, I'm hacked to death. I can't even get online. And no surprise, out comes Donald Trump, drags out the head of Lockheed and say, you're not going to lose any more technology, are you? You're not going to lose any more technology. She goes, no, Mr. President. I did that. Brendan O'Connell with his video editing machine did that. I did that. Yeah. Okay? It's not a coincidence. And there we have, and I mean, I have conversations with a certain person that's best friends with him, I might add, Mudge, who's a legend in cybersecurity. So I want people to understand, if you believe Pollard to be one of the worst cases of espionage, Lockheed dumping their F-35, the Binational Industrial Research and Development Foundation, the Binational Agricultural Research and Development Foundation, and the Binational Science Foundation, all put under the CFR, Henry Kissinger, Dr. Steve Pachenik, Roger Stone, all of the same people involved with Sheldon Adelson, Donald Trump, drug money laundering, illegal weapons trade, illegal nuclear parts proliferation, casinos, shootings in Las Vegas, shootings in Florida, sex rings, sex Nexium cults, Bronfman families, and on, all running back to that little SHIT hole. Israel, a Soviet client
the
state.
The real crap hole country.
That one.
My God, what a shit show.
Client state. This
whoa, with the cuss is there, bud.
This is the biggest national security breach in history.
Yep, sure is.
And no one wants to talk about it. And you wonder why I get angry at the online alt media. I said, you can say you hate my guts, but you better start. If you're concerned about America, you better start talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Wow, man.
Oh, yeah.
Good wow, God. You know, this kind of makes me think that, you know, looking at Israel, really, I mean, we talk about Israel, you know, it's like the United States is Israel's whore, but Israel is Russia's whore.
You just hit it. People don't get it. 1 million Russians poured in. I've shown the articles on my videos. Israel's secret weapon, the Talpiot program, Israeli drones worldwide, which is heavily suppressed, that video, because it really shows the links between Israel and China. And it shows that Israel runs the United States and who runs Israel. This is huge. This is movie. This is a book. And guess what? I was the first person to string it together. Brendan O'Connell, a former registered nurse with no interest. Well, I have an interest in weapons technology. It's just me ever since I was a kid. Like, I have an interest in technology.
No, me too, yeah.
That's all. Nothing else. Can connect a few, like you, Thomas. Like you. You can connect dots. You're not stupid. Yeah. You can think for yourself. You're so stubborn. You refuse. You want to think for yourself. That's it. Divine providence. Yeah. Divine providence. That's why Inspector Barry Shelton wanted to speak with me. That's why Minister Joe Francis, the Catholic neocon with angles into the military and intelligence community, with his commissioner James McMahon, wanted to speak with me. Unfortunately, I was not in a cooperative mood. I'd been harassed and harangued. And yeah, I did. I messed it up. I admit that. In fact, I am actually in therapy as we speak, believe it or not. I've got my first session.
That's good, man. That's good.
Don't forget that tinfoil hat.
Yeah,
is it a psychologist or a psychiatrist or what?
It's a therapist, and you'll be pleased to know it's a Jewish New York therapist.
I was going to ask. That was what the question was coming.
I've fully made it. I've got a Jewish New York therapist. I've made it. It's like a Louis Vuitton handbag, man. You've made it.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Oh, I hurt my ribs. Oh, I'm in agony. Oh God,
that's funny.
But it's true. If you knew who I spoke to, if you knew the relatives of some of the executive producers in Hollywood, people with Mel Gibson's phone number, I'm telling you, man, if we can just get this loose affiliation, we get Jews from Israel. Who do you think feeds me my info? That's why I'm sick of people like Patrick Little. Jews from the US together, no white nationalism, no clowns, no flat earth, none of this crap. Let's just have an adult conversation. I've been hard on myself as an idiot. We have Mr. John Wilson, who was interviewed with Mike Herzog, you may remember, a hardcore leftist, going out with the royalty of the Communist Party of Australia, the Jewish Communist Party under the Finger
family.
I like
seeing leftists exposing these things.
Oh, he's an expert. Well, he's now the secretary in charge of the Pirate Party. Who's the Pirate Party? Don't laugh by the name. That's the Julian Assange WikiLeaks mob. They're not exactly Assange's mob, they're all his friends. They're based in Sweden. The Pirate Party, they're worldwide. These are the geeks, the DARPA people. These are the mudgers. These are the DEFCON people. They're running a political party. And my friend John Wilson, the leftist, the hardcore leftist, will never give up being a lefty, but loves the Christian conservatives and loves America and the American Constitution. We want a middle ground, and we want Jews, we want communists, we want Christians, we want Muslims, we want everybody who's about their family and their kids and paying their mortgage and having barbecues and having a drink and talking together. Stop this polarization of the Trump versus Hillary garbage. It's the same New York, New Jersey organized crime mob, Israeli, Jewish, Russian, okay, who are dealing arms, laundering drug money, selling drug money with Dr. Steve Pachanik, who's from New Jersey. Welcome to the family, Adam. Mr. Steve Pachanik. Roger Stone, Mr. Hardman, Manafort, you know, the political advisors to third world dictator mass murderers. All right, these people, whether you like it or not, are the ones handling Donald Trump. And I keep saying, you better pray that Mattis is as real a deal as we can get. Because now you have the space agency set up by Sheldon Adelson via Trump. Okay, why? Because they're gonna, when Mattis would come out and said, what the hell? We don't need a space agency. And what did Trump? Oh, and then Mattis went, oh, well, okay, I guess we'll have one. Who's it going to be stacked with? It's going to be stacked with the same freaking spy ring we just read about. Lekem, the bird, the bard, The Binational Science Foundation. So the Israeli space, I mean, Israel must have a space agency, of course, with their friend Elon Musk and all the rest. They're going to run all that technology straight out of the United States, straight into Israel. Once they blast the crap out of Syria and form greater Israel with Iran on the border going, we're going to rain down 100,000 missiles. We're going to rain down 100,000 missiles. All Jews get out or die. Once he's got that excuse, they're going to roll Iran back across the Euphrates. And the deal is, Rouhani, you will handle all the stands. They told me this to my face at the Persian Gulf Study Center. We will handle the stands, Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, all the rest, and all the way to the West Bank of the Euphrates, into Iraq. That will be handled by Iran. That's why you've got all these Israeli ex-Mossad agents saying, oh, we like Iran. They're very rational. We like them. Okay, it's a game. This is the grand chessboard. This is Rothschild's game. And Bibi and co. get the grand chessboard up to the other side of the Euphrates. And that's why they're breaking up Syria. That's what Putin's there for. They murdered Syria. They blasted Syria to pieces. I mean, Christopher Berlin, please. Why did he say, but Putin saved Syria? And why did Adam Green take that video down, which was made Berlin look like a fool? They barrel bombed Syria to dust. They murdered 3,000 young people in the south in 2011 to the point where even Iranian generals of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard were in. There's video of them in Syria saying, well, Assad really overreacted. All right, this is not my opinion. This is the opinion across the board. Assad is not a social democrat. He himself is probably decent. In 2008, he said, we must reform. But he doesn't run the country. The Soviet Union, Russia runs Syria. They've had a base in there since the 1940s, 1950s. Russia runs Syria, and Russia and Israel work together. Therefore,
yeah, I know the Russian angle to the Syrian involvement has always,
right,
always bothered me, because
tell the old media, please, because I just sitting there going, we love Assad, we love
Putin. Yeah, I know the pictures of him on a horse when Obama. I remember when Obama was, you know, picking up those little pantsy little weights, and you know, they people were, oh, Putin, he's treating the Christians good. And he's a man, and look at this virile man on a horse. And I'm like, that's a virile KGB agent on a horse posing in a propaganda photo. Once KGB, always KGB, screw Putin. Nobody would.
Yeah.
And people were coming, sending me, but that was being posted on my Facebook page. I'm like, oh, please, please, with the Putin worship. God.
Well, I was guilty of it until after Iran. I was already on my way, but after Iran, I realized this is all garbage. I'm seeing it. There are no sanctions. Stop saying there's sanctions. You did it under Ahmadinejad, didn't you, until you got your mate Rouhani. They're all Swiss bankers. I'm staying in Hansa, the home of the foreign minister. Zarif, 20 years in the United States. All right, Rouhani spent 6 years in Scotland hanging out with Jack Straw. Let me tell you, if you're hanging out with Jack Straw, you're hanging out with Lord Levi, who hangs out with Lord Jacob Rothschild. Come on, people. This is.
Can you say that again? Can you say
Lord Jacob Rothschild?
Go ahead, keep the food in your mouth at the same time.
Yeah, we've run out of time. Brendan, thank you very much. We'll get this up in, on BitChute, RTR Truth Media on BitChute. RTR Truth Media Reloaded on YouTube. And, of course, Brendan O'Connell's channel. Folks, we'll catch you tomorrow. Brendan, I hope you come back regularly. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply.
To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.